யத் பதாம்போருக த்யான வித்வஸ்தாசேஷ கல்மஷஹ வஸ்துதாம் உபயாதோஹம் யாமுனேயம் நமாமிதம் ஸ்யாதயன்னிக சர்வேஷாம் த்ரையந்தார்த்தம் சுதுர்க்ரஹம் ஸ்தோத்ரயாமாச யோகீந்திரஹ தம் வந்தே யாமுனாஹ்வயம். நமோ நமோ யாமுனாய யாமுனாய நமோ நம. நமோ நமோ யாமுனாய யாமுனாய நமோ நம. ஆப் சப் பக்த் லோகோங்கோ இஸ் தாஸ் கா பிரதம் நமஸ்கார். ஆஜ் யே ஹமாரா சௌபாக்ய ஹே கி ஹம் யாமுனாச்சார்ய ரச்சித் ஸ்தோத்திர ரத்ன கே பாரே மே குத் பாத்சீத் கரேங்கே. ஏ நாம் ஸ்தோத்திர ரத்ன சே மானா ஜாதா ஹே கி சப் ஸ்தோத்ரோ மே யே ரத்ன ஹே. ஏக் ரத்ன பஹுமூல்ய ஹே. அனகினத் ஸ்தோத்ரோ மே யாமுனாச்சார்ய கா ஸ்தோத்ர ஏக் ரத்ன கே சமான் பிரகாஷ்மான் ஹே. யே சிர்ஃப் 65 ஸ்லோகோ கா ஹே, லேகின் இஸ்மே ஜோ பி அர்த்த ஔர் தாத்பர்யார்த்த ஷாமில் ஹே வோ சப் சாஸ்திரோ கா சார் ஹே. சாஸ்திர மே ஜோ பி அர்த்த கஹா ஜாதா ஹே இஸ்கா இஸ்கி கஹனாயி இத்னா ஹே கி ஹம் ஆசான் சே பஹச்சான் நஹி கர் சக்தே ஹே. இசிலியே தயா சே கிருபா சே ஹமாரா பூர்வாச்சார்ய இன் சபி தாத்பர்ய அர்த்தம் கோ ஸ்தோத்திர ரூப மே கியே ஹே. யாமுனாச்சார்ய உன்மே ஏக் ஹே. ஏ ராமானுஜாச்சாரிய கே பிராச்சாரியதே, ராமானுஜாச்சாரிய கே ஆச்சாரியதே மகாபூர்ண பெரிய நம்பிகள். மகாபூர்ண கே ஆச்சாரிய சுவாமி யாமுனாச்சாரியதே. இன் ஆச்சாரிய கா நாம் யாமுனாச்சாரிய அதவா தமிழ் மே ஆளவந்தார் ஜேசே மாதே ஜாதே ஹே. யாமுனாச்சாரிய கே பிதாமஹ நாதமுனி ரங்கநாதமுனி தே. சுவாமி ரங்கநாதமுனி ஸ்ரீவைஷ்ணவ பூர்வாச்சாரிய பரம்பராமே பிரதம ஆச்சாரிய மானா ஜாதா ஹே. பிரதமாச்சாரியத்தோ ஸ்வயம் லக்ஷ்மி நாராயண் ஸ்ரீபதி ஹே. த்விதீய ஆச்சாரியா லக்ஷ்மி, த்ருதீய ஆச்சாரியா விஸ்வக்சேன், சதுர்த்த ஆச்சாரிய நம்மாழ்வார் அதவா பராங்குஷமுனி, அவர் பாஞ்ச்மா ஆச்சாரிய ஹே ரங்கநாதமுனி நாதமுனி. ஏ நாதமுனி மே நாதமுனி சே லேகே பூர்வாச்சாரிய பரம்பரா பிரச்சலித ஹே. நாதமுனி கே புத்திர அவர் சிஷ்யதே ஈஸ்வரமுனி, ஈஸ்வரமுனி கே சிஷ்யதே புத்திரதே ஆளவந்தார் யாமுனாச்சாரிய. ஜப் நாதமுனி யமுனா தட்டுபர் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணஜி கா கைங்கர்ய கர் ரஹே தே உஸ்கே பாத் ஹி யாமுனாச்சாரிய கா ஜனம் ஹுவா. இன் ஆச்சாரிய கா ஜனம் சிதம்பரம் கே பாஸ் மே காட்டுமன்னார் கோவில் வீரநாராயணபுரம் மே வீரநாராயண பெருமாள் கே அனுகிரஹ சே உன்கி கிருபா சே ஹுயி தி. இசிலியே சுவாமி நாதமுனிகள் உன்கா புத்திர கா புத்திர யானே யாமுனாச்சாரிய கோ உன் உஸ் நாம் சே கஹா ஜாதா ஹே. இசிலியே நாதமுனிகள் கா புத்திர ஹே ஈஸ்வரமுனி, ஈஸ்வரமுனி கா புத்திர ஹே யாமுனாச்சாரிய. ஏ ஏக் பரம்பரா ஹே, லேகின் தூசரி பரம்பரா ஹே பூர்வாச்சாரிய பரம்பரா மே நாதமுனிகள் கே சிஷ்யதே உய்யக்கொண்டார் அவர் உய்யக்கொண்டார் கா மணக்கால் நம்பிகள். இன் தோனோ கா நாம் சம்ஸ்கிருதமே புண்டரீகாக்ஷ அவுர் ராமமிஸ்ர ஹே. அப்போ ஏ தோ ஜான்காரி ஹோகா கி हमारा पूर्वाचार्य परंपरा में एक 13 वाक्य है, 13 वाक्य गुरु परंपरा वाक्य, अस्मद गुरुभ्यो नमः, परम गुरुभ्यो नमः, सर्व गुरुभ्यो नमः, श्रीमते रामानुजाय नमः। और उसके बाद है रामानुज के आचार्य महापूर्ण, महापूर्ण के आचार्य थे यामुनाचार्य। यामुनाचार्य प्रथम आचार्य थे जिनका स्तोत्र हमें अब भी है, क्योंकि नाथ मुनिगल से रचित स्तोत्र कुछ भी अब नहीं है, वो सब लुप्त है। यामुनाचार्य के स्तोत्र चतुष्टलोकी और स्तोत्र रत्न, इन दोनों स्तोत्रों हमको अब भी है, भाग्यवश से हम इसको पाठ करते हैं, नित्यानुसंधान में भी लेते हैं। गुरु परंपरा में हमको एक नित्यानुसंधान है, नित्य आराधन करना, नित्य कर्मानुष्ठान करना और नित्य अनुसंधान करना, ये तीनों अनिवार्य है, आवश्यक है। नित्य आराधन तो भगवान का पूजा है, नित्य अनुसंधान तो जो भी हमको अनुसंधान करना है, हमको कहना है, कहना है। और तीसरा है नित्य कर्मानुष्ठान। नित्य कर्मानुष्ठान में हम जो भी वर्ण या आश्रम के हैं, उस वर्ण आश्रम धर्म को पालन करना नित्य कर्मानुष्ठान है, अनुसंधान करना नित्यानुसंधान, भगवान को पूजा करना नित्य अनुष्ठान। इनमें नित्यानुसंधान ग्रंथों, इन इन ग्रंथों गिनते हैं, उसमें नम्माळ्वार का तिरुवायमुड़ी से कुछ कुछ पद्यों को लिए हैं और स्वामी वरवर मुनि का रचित जो भी है यतिराज विंशति वो भी है, और आळ्वार का तिरुप्पल्लांडु, तिरुप्पल्ली एळिच्ची, तिरुप्पावै, ये सब हैं। और संस्कृत प्रबंध में ये स्तोत्र रत्न, चतुष्टलोकी और रामानुज विरचित गद्यत्रय, इन सब हैं। सो स्तोत्र रत्न का महत्व यह है कि ये नित्यानुसंधान पर है, और एक और बात है कि ये शास्त्र का तात्पर्य है। मैं एक श्लोक को अभी अभी पढ़ा था, वो श्लोक कहता है कि स्यादयन्निक सर्वेशाम त्रय्यन्तार्थम सुदुर्ग्रहम स्तोत्रयामास योगींद्रः तं वंदे यामुनाक्वयम्। मैं प्रार्थना करता हूं, मेरा नमस्कार को स्वीकार करना है यामुनाचार्य को। ये श्लोक रामानुज विरचित श्लोक है। वो कहते हैं क्योंकि मैं एक पत्थर था, एक पाषाण कल्प, पत्थर कल्प, अज्ञान सा, जो जंतु कुछ भी ज्ञान नहीं है, वो अज्ञान का पत्थर जैसा है। रामानुजाचार्य कहते हैं कि मैं एक पत्थर का समान था, यामुनाचार्य को अनुग्रह से, उनकी कृपा से अब मैं रामानुज हूं, एक गद्दी पर बैठा हूं, और एक गद्यत्रय या ब्रह्मसूत्र का भाष्य, श्रीभाष्य या वेदार्थ संग्रह, सभी नवरत्नों को ग्रंथों, नवरत्न ग्रंथों को जो रामानुज ने लिखा है, ये सब प्रभाव यामुनाचार्य के कृपा से ही है। इसीलिए मैं यामुनाचार्य को प्रणाम करता हूं। यत् पदाम्बोरुह ध्यान, मैं जिनके चरण कमल से, चरण कमल के ध्यान करने से, यत् पदाम्बोरुह ध्यान विध्वस्त अशेष कल्मषः, मेरा सभी पापों दूर हुआ है। विध्वस्त अशेष कल्मषः वस्तुताम उपयातोहम, मैं एक मनुष्य हूं, मैं एक आचार्य भी हूं, मैं एक रचयिता भी हूं। यत् पदाम्बोरुह ध्यान विध्वस्त अशेष कल्मषः वस्तुताम उपयातोहम यामुनेयम् नमामि तम्। सो रामानुजाचार्य इन दिस श्लोक सेज दैट ही इज प्रोस्ट्रेटिंग बिफोर यामुनाचार्य, विद हूज ग्रेस ही बिकेम रामानुजा। विदाउट हिम, बट फॉर यामुनाचार्य, रामानुजा कुड नॉट हैव सर्वाइव्ड एट ऑल। सो ही इज प्रोस्ट्रेटिंग बिफोर यामुनाचार्य। दिस इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द श्लोक। मैंने एक और श्लोक पढ़ा था, और वो श्लोक है स्यादयन्निक सर्वेशाम त्रय्यन्तार्थम सुदुर्ग्रहम। ये शास्त्र का अर्थ इतना गहना है, मुझे हमारा वश पर नहीं है। यादयन्निक सर्वेशाम त्रय्यन्तार्थम सुदुर्ग्रहम स्तोत्रयामास योगींद्रः, लेकिन उस डिफिकल्ट शास्त्रार्थों को योगींद्रः यामुनाचार्य स्तोत्रयामास स्तोत्र रूप से पढ़े थे। स्तोत्र आसान है लेकिन अर्थ बहुत बहुत डिफिकल्ट है, इसीलिए ये स्तोत्र रत्न इतना आसान भी है। सिमल्टेनियसली एट द सेम टाइम इट्स इजी फॉर अस टू अंडरस्टैंड द शास्त्र अर्थस। सो ये स्तोत्र रत्न का तात्पर्य क्या है? एक सार या तात्पर्य है कि ये शरणागति शास्त्र है। यामुनाचार्य ने स्वयं अनुष्ठान करके शरणागति को प्रकटित करते हैं, शरणागति को प्रचार करने के लिए ये स्तोत्र को किए हैं। शरणागति शास्त्र में ही है, ये बात नहीं है कि शास्त्र में सिर्फ भक्ति है, ज्ञान है, शरणागति नहीं है। शरणागति शास्त्र में है। ये शास्त्र वाक्य ये है कि नायमात्मा प्रवचनेन लभ्यः न मेधयान बहुना श्रुतेन यमेवेश वृणुते तेन लभ्यः तस्यैष आत्मा विवृणुते तनुं स्वाम्। अहम् शरणागतोऽहम्, I prostrate, I surrender. The Shastra say that Yo Brahmanam Vidadadi Purvam Yo Vai Vedam Cha Prakrinoti Tasmai Tamhadevam Atma Buddhi Prakasham Mumukshur Vai Sharanamaham Prapadye। Jo Shriman Narayana Pahle Pahle Pratham Me Brahma Ko Utpatti Karke Us Brahma Ko Sabhi Shastra Ka Paath Diya Aur Us Brahma Ne Usse Lekar Am वो ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र और स्वयंभू मनु सभी लोगों को उत्पत्ति किया था। उस ब्रह्मा और मैं एक शरणागत हूँ, ब्रह्मा भी शरणागत है, हम दोनों लोग वो श्रीमन नारायण के चरण कमल में शरणागत हैं, प्रपन्न हैं। यो ब्रह्मानं विददादि पूर्वम, जो श्रीमन नारायण पहले ब्रह्मा को सृष्टि करके यो वै वेदां च प्रकृणोति तस्मै ऑल्सो प्रीस्ट वेदास्तु हिम तमह देवम, ओ श्रीमन नारायण ही सिर्फ देवता है, परदेवता है। आत्म बुद्धि प्रकाशम, श्रीमन नारायण लक्ष्मी नारायण के कृपा से ही ये आत्मा का ज्ञान विकास होता है। आत्म बुद्धि प्रकाशम मुमुक्षुर्वै शरणमहं प्रपद्ये, आई एम अ मुमुक्षु। मुमुक्षु है जो भी मुक्ति जाने के लिए, मुक्ति लेने के लिए आशा है, वो मुमुक्षु है। ये मुमुक्षु क्या है? वो मुमुक्षु को बात ये नहीं है, ये नहीं है कि हम यहाँ नहीं वास करना है या अभी अभी मुक्ति जाना है, अभी वैकुंठ जाना है। जिस दिन तक हम इस मनुष्य लोक में होंगे हम कैंकर्य करेंगे, भगवान और भागवतों को सेवा करेंगे और इसके बाद दूसरा जन्म नहीं लेंगे। ये शिव वैष्णव संप्रदाय का तात्पर्य ये है कि अभी अभी रवाना नहीं होना है, यहीं ही रहेंगे। लेकिन ये बात है कि हम जिस दिन हमका मरण होता है और उसके बाद दूसरा जन्म इस भूमि में ले ही लेंगे, इसके बिना यहां नहीं लेंगे, श्री वैकुंठ में लेंगे। वहां जाकर क्या करेंगे? और संप्रदाय है कि वहां जाकर हम इंडिपेंडेंट होंगे, स्वतंत्र होंगे, वो बात गलत बात है। पराशर महर्षि इन श्री विष्णु पुराण कहते हैं कि परमात्मनि आत्मनयो रक्त योगः परमार्थ इतिष्यते मिथ्यैतत्। वहां जाकर हम क्या करेंगे? म्यूजिक सुनेंगे या नाट्य को देखेंगे, क्या करेंगे? वहां जाकर भगवान, देवियों और सब गणों के लिए, भक्तों को हम सेवा करेंगे। यहां भी सेवा करेंगे, वहां भी सेवा करेंगे। ये दो चीज है, एक है कल्याण गुण का अनुभव, दूसरा है सेवा करना। मुक्ति का डेफिनेशन परम पुरुषार्थ लक्षण मोक्ष। काइंडली नोट दिस वर्ड, इट्स परम पुरुषार्थ लक्षण मोक्ष। क्या है पुरुषार्थ? धर्म, अर्थ, काम और मोक्ष, चतुष्पुरुषार्थ है। इसमें सबसे बड़ा पुरुषार्थ है, मूल्य बहुमूल्य पुरुषार्थ है मोक्ष, धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष। ए वर्ड मोक्ष या मुक्ति शब्द का डायरेक्ट मीनिंग है रिलीज, मुक्ति। यहां से हम चल सकते हैं, यहां से जाते हैं, लेकिन उस अर्थ में हमारा पूर्वाचार्य उनका प्रयोग नहीं किए हैं। ये प्रयोग करते हैं कि भगवद अनुभव प्रीतिकारित कैंकर्य परम पुरुषार्थ लक्षण मोक्षम, कैंकर्यमेव परम पुरुषार्थ लक्षण मोक्षम। ये कैंकर्य कहां से उत्पन्न है? भगवद अनुभव, पहला भगवान का कल्याण गुण को हम अनुभव करेंगे, उस अनुभव से प्रभावित होकर कल्याण गुण अनुभव से गुणानुभव प्रीतिकारित एक प्रीति उमड़ पड़ता है, एक प्रीति हम प्रीति का सागर में डूब जाते हैं। भगवद अनुभव कल्याण गुणानुभव प्रीतिकारित, वो प्रीति हमको लीड करता है। कहां प्रीतिकारित कैंकर्यम, इफ आई लव समबडी, इफ आई एम सो फॉन्ड ऑफ समबडी, व्हाट विल आई डू, आई विल डू ऑल दैट ही रिक्वेस्ट मी टू डू एंड दैट सर्विस। सो भगवद अनुभव प्रीतिकारित कैंकर्य, दिस प्रीति लीड्स अस टू कैंकर्यम। सो वेदर वी आर हियर or we are there, both places we enjoy the divine attributes of Perumal, of Sriman Narayana, and serve him and his devotees. This is mukti, this is moksha. So moksha ye nahi hai, paashana kalp lena moksha hai, wo nahi hai, aur ek sampradaya hai, wo mukti mein ek marg mein hum chal rahe hain, chalte hi rahenge, wo hi mukti hai, wo bhi mukti nahi hai, ye ek jagah pahunchna hai, wo bahut bahut important hai। यहां से लेकर एक और जगह पहुंचना है, इस देह नहीं होगा, इस देश नहीं होगा, ये आकार नहीं होगा, इस काल नहीं होगा, ये कालांतर में, देशांतर में, देहांतर में है मुक्ति, वो शिवैकुंठ है। शिवैकुंठ जाकर सिर्फ दर्शन करना नहीं है, दर्शन करके कल्याण गुण को अनुभव करके अनुभव जनित प्रीतिकारित कैंकर्य करना, ये परम पुरुषार्थ लक्षण मोक्ष है। इसका उपाय क्या है? शरणागति करना। शरणागति उपाय है? नहीं होगा, क्योंकि हम भगवान को साध्योपाय के रूप में या सिद्धोपाय के रूप में उनके श्री चरणों में हम पड़े हुए हैं। भगवान सिद्धोपाय है, कर्म ज्ञान और भक्ति योग साध्योपाय है। साध्योपाय में मेरा प्रयत्न होगा, लेकिन सिद्धोपाय में मेरा कुछ भी प्रयत्न नहीं है। वो तो सिद्ध है, वो सिद्ध है, मुझे मुझसे बनने वाला नहीं है, वो तो सिद्ध है। वो सिद्ध पुरुष को, सिद्ध श्रीमन नारायण को जब मैं शरण लेता हूं, वो शरण्य होगा, मैं शरणागत होगा, और वो कार्य वो कर्म शरणागति है। मैं शरणागति करता हूं, भगवान तो शरण्य है, मैं तो शरणागत हूं। ये शब्द का अर्थ क्या है? शरणम इति आगति ही शरणागति ही, शरणमिति आगति ही। एक आदमी इस विश्वास से कि अनन्य साध्ये स्वाभीष्टे महाविश्वास पूर्वकम तदेकोपायता यांचा प्रपत्ति शरणागति ही। आई गो टू भगवान एंड प्लीड टू हिम, आई एम श्योर नाउ आई कैनॉट अकम्प्लिश माय गोल बाय एनी अदर मीन्स, फर्स्ट आई मस्ट बिलीव इन दैट। ये महाविश्वास लेना है, विश्वास से उनको श्री चरणों के पकड़कर मैं ये प्रार्थना विनती करता हूं कि आई कैनॉट अकम्प्लिश माई गोल बाय एनी अदर मीन्स, यू बी माई ओनली उपाय, यू बी माई मीन्स, दैट इज शरणागति। वेन वी परफॉर्म शरणागति, इट्स होल हार्टेड शरणागति। विश्वास शरणागति में बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है। ये विश्वास नहीं है तो शरणागति सफल नहीं होगा, निष्फल होगा। सो शरणागति का सफलता इसमें है कि मैं विश्वास से भगवान को, भगवान का श्री चरणों को पकड़ना है। अगर लेन इरयमेंद्र अलर्मेल मंगई उरेमार्भा निकरिल पुगळाय उलहम मुन्नुडया एन्नै आळ्वाने निकरिल अमरर मुनिक्कणंगल विरुंबुम तिरुवेंगडत्ताने पुगलुन निल्ला वडियेन उन् अडिक्कीळ अमरंदु पुगुंदेने। ये परांकुश मुनिका तिरुवाय मोळी से एक गाथा है। नाउ व्हाट इज द रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन व्हाट आई टोल्ड यू एंड स्तोत्र रत्नम? ये है कि ये सब शरणागति शास्त्र और कैंकर्य प्रार्थना द्वय महामंत्र का तात्पर्य है। द्वय महामंत्र को उसको उच्चारण करते ही हम भगवान को श्री चरण में शरणागति करते हैं। द्वय महामंत्र में द्वे वाक्य हैं। देर आर टू सेंटेंसेस देर। बाय द फर्स्ट सेंटेंस वी गो एंड सरेंडर टू भगवान। चैंटिंग द सेकेंड वी प्लीड फॉर कैंकर्यम फ्रॉम हिम। पहला प्रपत्ति अनुष्ठान है और दूसरा है कैंकर्य प्रार्थना। पहला प्रपत्ति को अनुष्ठान करना है, तब भगवान हमसे पूछेगा कि क्या चाहिए तुमको, तब कहना है कैंकर्य चाहिए, कुछ और नहीं चाहिए। वो प्राप्यांतर पुरुषार्थांतर नहीं है, तदेक प्राप्य है, भगवान ही प्राप्य होगा, वो ही पुरुषार्थ है। वो पुरुषार्थ है कि क्या, वो भगवान को और उनको भक्तों को कैंकर्य करना है। यहां भी कैंकर्य करेंगे, वहां भी कैंकर्य करेंगे। वो दूसरा वाक्य से प्रार्थना है कैंकर्य का, ये दोनों वाक्यों है द्वय महामंत्र। ये मंत्र में रत्न है, हम जो भी हब बात कर रहे हैं वो स्तोत्र में रत्न है, दोनों एकार्थ प्रतिपादक हैं। द्वय महामंत्र में भी शरणागति और कैंकर्य प्रार्थना, स्तोत्र रत्न में भी शरणागति और कैंकर्य प्रार्थना, इसी है, ये समान है, एकार्थ प्रतिपादक है। द्वय महामंत्र और स्तोत्र रत्न शरणागति शास्त्र के बारे में, अनुष्ठान के बारे में, और फाइनली कैंकर्य प्रार्थना भी। जो भी भगवान के श्री चरणों में शरणागत है और कैंकर्य को प्रार्थना करता है, उनके मन में कोई दूसरा आशा नहीं होगा। परमात्मनि यो रक्तः विरक्तः अपरमात्मनि, परमात्मा में राग होना है, आशा होना है, और अपरमात्म वस्तु में, जो भी वस्तु परमात्म वस्तु नहीं है, उस सब वस्तुओं में परमात्मनि यो रक्तः विरक्तः अपरमात्मनि, बेराग विराग होना है। सो राग है भगवान का श्री चरणों में, वैराग्य है दूसरा, कोई भी चीज हो उसमें वैराग्य होना है। ये सब है स्तोत्र रत्ना तात्पर्य। हम कुछ श्लोक को पढ़ाकर वहां से लेकर वो अर्थ भी कहूंगा मैं। स्यादयन निख सर्वेशां त्रयंतार्थं सुदुर्ग्रहं स्तोत्रयामास योगींद्रः तं वंदे यामुनाद्वयम्। ये प्रथम श्लोक है, कुल मिला के 65 श्लोकों हैं। प्रथम में नमो चिंत्याद्भुताक्लिष्ट ज्ञान वैराग्य राशये नाथाय मुनये अगाध भगवत भक्ति सिंधवे। दिस इज द सल्यूटेशन ऑफर्ड बाय यामुनाचार्य टू हिज ग्रैंड फादर नाथ मुनिगण। नमः अचिंत्य अद्भुत अक्लिष्ट ज्ञान वैराग्य राशये। स्वामी नाथ मुनिगण इज एन ओशन ऑफ ऑल डिवाइन एट्रीब्यूट्स ऑफ ऑल क्वालिटीज। ये एक सागर के समान है, सागर में मोती होगा, सागर में सब डायमंड्स होंगे, रूबी होंगे, एमराल्ड होंगे, जितना भी हो उतना होंगे। सिमिलरली ये तो एक सागर है, मोती है, प्रवाल है, डायमंड है, हीरा है, नहीं ये डायमंड और हीरा वो डायमंड हीरा नहीं है, लेकिन नाथ मुनिगण एक ओशन के समान है। नाथमुनि ओशन में व्हाट वी फाइंड इन हिम इज नॉट जस्ट डायमंड्स और पर्ल्स और ऑल योर कोरल्स, बट व्हाट वी फाइंड इज अचिंत्य अद्भुत अक्लिष्ट ज्ञान वैराग्य राशये। ज्ञान भक्ति वैराग्य, ज्ञान इज लाइक पर्ल, भक्ति इज लाइक कोरल, एंड वैराग्य इज लाइक डायमंड। सो वी फाइंड डायमंड्स ऑफ ज्ञानम भक्ति एंड वैराग्यम इन द ओशन ऑफ नाथ मुनिगण। नमः अचिंत्य अद्भुत अक्लिष्ट, नाथ मुनिगण के ज्ञान भक्ति और वैराग्य अचिंत्य है, वाचाम अगोचर है, हमारा वाक और मनस को नहीं पकड़ सकते हैं, वाक और मनस उनके पास भी नहीं चल सकते हैं। अचिंत्य अद्भुत, ये इतना आश्चर्यशाली है, अक्लिष्ट आसान से लिए हैं। वो नाथ मुनिगण का ज्ञान भक्ति और वैराग्य स्वप्रयत्न लब्ध नहीं है, क्यों, लेकिन ये भगवत प्रसाद से लिए हैं। स्वप्रयत्न लब्ध ज्ञान तो स्वातंत्र से होगा, लेकिन परप्रयत्न परमात्मा के अनुग्रह से जो भी ज्ञान हम पाते हैं, हमको मिलता है, वो ज्ञान तो इतना आसानी से होगा। नम्माळ्वार ने किए थे कि वो नम्माळ्वार का पौशरम है, मयरवर मदिनलम अरुलिनन, अरुलिनन भगवान का निर्हेतुक कृपा थी, भगवान का कृपा सहेतुक है या निर्हेतुक है, उनका कृपा तो निर्हेतुक है, सहेतुक है तो आई विल हैव टू डू समथिंग एंड इन टर्न भगवान ग्रेसेस मी, ही ग्रांट्स मी मेनी थिंग्स बेस्ड ऑन मी डूइंग समथिंग टू हिम, इज इट सो, इफ इट इज सो देन दैट बिकम्स अ बार्टर ट्रेड, इट बिकम्स अ बिजनेस, आई डोंट डू एनीथिंग, आई डू एवरीथिंग बट नॉट एक्सपेक्टिंग एनीथिंग फ्रॉम हिम, ही डज एवरीथिंग नॉट बिलीविंग दैट आई डिड समथिंग टू हिम, आई कीप डूइंग वॉट एवर आई एम सपोज टू डू, आई एम ए शेष भूत सो आई डू, दैट्स माई ड्यूटी, एंड ही ऑल्सो हैज अ ड्यूटी, ही नीड्स टू लीड मी टू मोक्षम, दैट इज हिज ड्यूटी, ही हैज अ ड्यूटी, वो भगवान का स्वरूप है, आई हैव अ ड्यूटी, वो आत्मा का स्वरूप है, मेरा स्वरूप के अनुगुण ही जाना मेरा कर्तव्य है, भगवान के स्वरूप के अनुगुण होना उनका कर्तव्य है, सो आई नीड टू डू माई ड्यूटी, ही ऑफकोर्स डज हिज ड्यूटी, सो देर इज नो बिजनेस इन दिस, भगवान का कृपा तो निर्हेतुक है, सहेतुक नहीं है. इन सब को हमको नाथ मुनिगल हैज टोल्ड ऑल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स इन हिज वर्क्स, बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली वी डोंट गेट द वर्क्स ऑफ नाथ मुनिगल टुडे. सो यामुनाचार्य बेनेडिक्ट्स नाथ मुनिगल अचिंत्य अद्भुत अक्लिष्ट ज्ञान वैराग्य राशये नाथाय मुनये टू माय ग्रैंड पैरेंट टू माय ग्रैंड फादर नाथ मुनिगल अगाध भगवत भक्ति सिंधवे. अगाध वन वी कैनॉट फाइंड द डेप्थ ऑफ दिस ओशन. अगाध भगवत भक्ति सिंधवे भक्ति सिंधु. दिस इज नॉट अ ओशन ऑफ वाटर और मिल्क, दिस इज अ भक्ति सिंधु. अगाध भगवत भक्ति सिंधवे हैविंग ऑफर्ड हिज सल्यूटेशंस टू नाथ मुनिगल, देन यामुनाचार्य फर्दर शिफ्ट्स टू पराशर मुनि एंड देन परांकुश मुनि टू. रिगार्डिंग पराशर मुनि देयर इज वन श्लोक ऑफ यामुनाचार्य. ही सेज दैट तत्त्वेनयः चिदचिदीश्वर तत्स्वभाव भोगापवर्ग तदुपाय गतिरुदारः संदर्शयन् निरमिमीत पुराणरत्नं तस्मै नमः मुनिवराय पराशराय. मेरा नमस्कार पराशर मुनि के. उनका कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन क्या है, पराशर मुनि का कैंकर्य क्या था? ये कैंकर्य किए थे कि तत्त्वेनयः चित अचित ईश्वर तत्स्वभाव. चित के स्वभाव, अचित का स्वभाव और ईश्वर का स्वभाव, इन तीनों को तत्स्वभाव स्वरूप स्वभाव गुण विभूति इस सब के बारे में तत्वेन. तत्वेन इज ट्रूथ. तत्व इज नित्य एंड सत्य. जो भी चीज नित्य है सत्य है वो तत्व कहा जाता है. सो तत्वेन यहां चित अचित ईश्वर ऑल द थ्री चित अचित एंड ईश्वर आर ऑल तत्व आर ऑल रियल. नथिंग इज इल्यूशनरी एज पर द वेदिक स्क्रिप्चर्स. एवरीथिंग इज ट्रू. वॉट एवर इवन इफ आई ड्रीम इट्स ट्रू. इट इज जस्ट नॉट फॉल्स. आई ड्रीम समथिंग इट्स ट्रू. आई मिसअंडरस्टैंड समथिंग इवन देन इट इज ट्रू. आई सी अ लॉन्ग रोप बट आई मिसअंडरस्टैंड इट टू बी अ स्नेक बट स्टिल आई बिलीव इट टू बी अ स्नेक. आई टेल यू अ रीजन. लुकिंग एट दैट लाइट आई डोंट मिसअंडरस्टैंड इट टू बी अ स्नेक. वाई? बट लुकिंग एट दिस वायर आई कैन मिसअंडरस्टैंड टू बी अ स्नेक बिकॉज देयर इज सम सिमिलैरिटी इन दिस. विदाउट दैट सिमिलैरिटी विल आई मिसअंडरस्टैंड? एंड इज दैट सिमिलैरिटी ट्रू और नॉट? सो एनीथिंग इज ट्रू. नथिंग इज फॉल्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड. ये मायावाद को होगा कि मायावाद होगा कि समथिंग इज फॉल्स. एवरीथिंग इज फॉल्स. Whereas what we talk is everything is true. You are true. I am true. Nothing is false here. Nothing is illusionary. So Yamunacharya says that Parashara Maharshi made these things very clear to us. Tattvena yaha chit achit ishvara tat svabhava bhogapavarga tadupaya gatirudaraha. Having understood about ishvara, it is the prime duty of a jivatma to strive hard to reach him. But trying very very hard is too difficult. Instead, I switch the responsibility to him. If I hold the responsibility on me, if the onus is on me, it's too difficult, I may fail. But if I shift the onus to him, then for sure he would succeed. I have no doubt that Bhagavan will succeed in his endeavor. I may succeed or may not succeed in my attempt. So instead I shift the responsibility. When I shift the responsibility, it's known as sharanagati. What is sharanagati? त्वमेव उपायभूतः मे भव इति प्रार्थनामति शरणागति. शरणागति एक मनोभावना है. ए मनस से दिस माइंड मस्ट बी सो क्लियर एंड द माइंड मस्ट बी वेरी स्ट्रांग कॉन्फिडेंट दैट भगवान इज द ओनली उपाय. आई हैव नो अदर उपाय. इफ आई ट्राई आई मे फेल. आई विल फेल. वाई आई मे फेल? इफ आई ट्राई आई शैल फेल. वेरस इफ भगवान ट्राइज it's not a trial at all. He's just going to do his job. So in sharanagati I believe and plead to him to be my upaya, to be the means for liberation. If performing the means for liberation is on me, it is sadhyopaya. If the performance for any means of liberation is shifted to him, it's siddhopaya. So Bhagavan is siddhopaya, and this was revealed by Nammalvar, Nathamunigal, and much before by Parasharamuni. So Yamunacharya benedicts Parashara Muni, then on he goes to salute Parankusha Muni Nammalvar. Mata pita yuvatayastanayaha vibhuti sarvam yadeva niyamena madanvayanam adyasyanakulapater vakulabhiramam shimattadhangri yugalam प्रणमामि मूर्धना, स्वामी नम्माळ्वार् मेरा पिता है, माता है, युवतयः, तनयः, विभूतिः, इस माय वेल्थ, इस एवरीथिंग टू मी. आद्यस्यन कुलपतेः वकुलाभिरामम्, इस माय कुलपति. कुल ई डस नॉट टॉक अबाउट एनी अदर कुल लाइक ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय और एनी कुल. प्रपन्न कुल, शरणागत कुल. देयर इज अ कुल, देयर इज अ क्लैन, देयर इज अ टोटल कम्युनिटी कॉल्ड प्रपन्ना कम्युनिटी. And this community is headed, is led by none other than Parangkushamuni. Mata, Pita, Yuvatayaha, Tanayaha, Vibhuti Sarvam Yadeva Niyamenam Adanvayanam. Adhyasana Kulapatir Vakulabhiramam, Srimat Tathangri Yugalam, Pranamami Murdhana, Navekshase, Yaditato Bhuvanan Yamuni, Nalam Prabho Bhavutumeva Kutaprabhurti, Evam Nisarga Suhrdi, त्वयि सर्वजन्तोः स्वामिन् न चित्रमिदमाश्रित वत्सलत्वम्. ओ भगवन्, इफ् यू हव् नाट् ग्लान्स्ड् आन् दिस् वर्ल्ड् अन् आल् दिस् चित् अण्ड् अचित्, दे केनाट् बि सस्टैन्ड् अट् आल्. दे सस्टैन्, दे लिव्, दे डू सो मेनी थिङ्ग्स् बै युवर् कृपा, बै युवर् कम्पाशन्, बट् दे डोण्ट् रियलैज् दिस्. द शास्त्र सेस् दट् यस्य आत्मा शरीरम् यम् आत्मा न वेद, यस्य पृथिवी शरीरम् यम् पृथिवी न वेद, यस्य मृत्युशरीरम् मृत्युर्न वेद. We are all his divine form. We are all a part and parcel of Brahma. But unfortunately, we don't realize that. Yasya atma shariram, yam atma na veda. This atma is his shariram. But the atma never recognizes that it is the shariram of Parabrahman. So Alavandar says that, Navekshate yaditato bhuvananyamuni nalam prabho bhavitumeva kutap pravritti. This universe would not have come into existence at all without your glances. Then where is the question of sustaining and doing so many things? Asti. We can't even mention a word asti but for you. So it is for you we are here. It is because of you we do so many things and abstain from so many things. So he first prostrate to that Sriman Narayana who made us available. Swabhavika anavathika adishaya ishrutattvam Narayana tvayi namrushyati vaidikah kaha. If anybody has understood the passages of the Shastra, if I have understood the meaning of the Shastra, let me qualify, if I have understood the right meaning of the Shastra, because I may misinterpret the Shastras, if I talk about the right meaning of the Shastra, then Tvayan Amrishyati Vaidikakkaha, who will not accept you, O Narayana, as the Supreme? Anybody will accept you. One who accepts the Shastra as the primary source of knowledge and who has rightly interpreted the Shastras would of course accept you as the most superior, as the Lord, as the Savior, as the Master, as the Creator of this universe. Tvayi namrishyati vaidikah kaha swabhavika anavathikadishaya ishitrutvam. Bhagavan Narayana is called as Ishwara. Why is it so? Ishwara is popularly Shiva. Is it Narayana? When I mention the name Ishwara, it should refer to Shiva. That's what we all know. Whereas, Alavanda says that it is not so. Even Adishankara Bhagavat Pada, when he defines the word, when he explains the word Ishwara, he writes it as Ishana Shilo Narayanaha. Ishana Shilaha. The word Ishwara stands for Ish, Varach. Varach is a pratyayam. Swabhavarthe Varach. Ish, controlling power. Varach, which is natural to him. A person to whom controlling power is natural, it's also an essential nature, that personality is known as Ishwara. So person is can be called as Ishwara if he has absolute controlling power. Who has that? Narayana has that. Because Narayana created Brahma, and Brahma in turn created Shiva, and Shiva in turn created Skanda, and so on and so forth. So the all creator, the one who had created this entire universe and who has no end at all. All others may end. May end would mean that they are also a part of this deluge. They are affected by this deluge. Whereas Narayana, Ekohavai Narayana Asit, Na Brahma Neshanaha. Narayana Asit, one Narayana ever existed. Na Brahma, Na Ishanaha, Neme Dhyava Prithivi, Na Nakshatrani. Oh Narayana, if at all someone has interpreted the Shastras rightly, he will accept you to be the Supreme. Tvayi namrishyati vaidikah kaha Brahma, Shivaha, Shatamakaha, Paramaswaraditi, Yetepi yasya mahimarnava viprushaste. Brahma, Shiva, Indra are all a part of his glory. Bhagavan's glory is like a big sagara, it's like a big ocean. There may be many droplets in that ocean. And one of the droplet would be Brahma, another droplet would be Indra, another droplet would be Shiva, another droplet may be Varuna, many more. We don't disrespect them. We respect all, but we will not accept anybody else to be the sagara itself. There can only be one sagara, one person. All others have to be a part of that sagara. So Alavandar says, Brahma, Shivaha, Shatamakataha, Paramaswaraditi Ete Pyasya, Mahima Arnava Vipurushaste, Mahima Arnava, glory, the ocean of glory. Vipurushaste, we are just a minuscule portion of that ocean of glory. Then on he continues, Kashri Sriyaha, Paramasatta Samashtrayakaha, Kaha Pundarika Nayanaha, Purushottamakaha, Kasya, Ayuta, Ayuta, Shata, Eka, Kalamshakamshe, Vishwam Vichitra Chitachit, Prabhibhaga Vruttam. Alavandar questions. This is a array of questions now. O Narayana, Kashri Sriyaha, who is the Shri of Shri? Paramasatta Samashtrayakaha, who is exclusively Shuddha Sattvamaya? Kaha Pundarika Nayanaha, who is the lotus eyed? Kashri Sriyaha, who is the Pati, who is the husband of Sri Mahalakshmi Tayar? Kashri Sriyaha, Paramasattva Samashtrayakaha, who is ever, who is always Shuddha Sattvamaya? Pundarika Nayanaha Kaha, who is the lotus eyed? Kaha Purushottamaha, who is the supreme Purusha? So Kashri Sriyaha, Paramasattva Samashtrayakaha, Kaha Pundarika Nayanaha, Kaha Purushottamaha, all these questions are raised by Alavandar. But there is only one answer to all these questions. He may have 10 more questions or 100 more questions, but the answer is one. Shastram says that Ekohavai Narayana Asit. It is ever one entity, Narayanaha Param Brahma, Gita Shastre Samiritaha. The same Alavandar had authored Gitartha Sangraha. There he says that Swadharma Jnana Vairagya Sadhya Bhakteka Gocharaha, Narayanaha Param Brahma, Gita Shastre Samiritaha. Narayana is the Param Brahma, is the supreme entity. So nobody can question his mastery. His mastery or lordship is unquestionable. So Alavandar explains, Kasya Ayuta Ayuta Shata Eka Kalamsha Kamshe. Ayuta is 10,000. Ayuta Ayuta. One in 10,000. One portion of 10,000. Now take that one portion, again divided into 10,000. One portion of that 10,000. Kala, make it into 16. Take one portion. Again divided by 16. Take one portion. Even that would not be the goal of all other gods. Yes, Ayuta, Ayuta, Kala, Ekam, Chakamshe. Then, Vishwam, Vichitra, Chitachit, Pravibhaga, Vruttam. Vedapahara, Gurupadaka, Daitya, Pidadi, Apad, Vimochana, Mahittapala, Pradanaihi. Konya, Prada, Patipati, Paripati. Kasya, Padodakena, Sashivashva, Shirodhrutena. He talks about the demerits of all the other devatas. We have three in the competition. There is no competition, but we think it's a competition, and the competition is between Narayana, Brahma, Shiva and Indra. Fortunately, there are no followers for Brahma and Indra. So the final combat is between two only. It is between Bhagavan Narayana and Shiva. And this is also apparent. It is not truth. It's not a true competition at all. So Alavandar explains that Veda Apahara, Guru Padaka, Daitya Pidadi, Apad Vimochana, Mahittapala Pradanaihi. Brahma is affected by Vedapaharam. Shiva is affected by Guru Padaka. Indra is affected by Daitya Pida. Let me explain to you in a minute. Vedapahara, Brahma often loses Vedas. Asuras take it away from him. Vedapahara. Here is a gentleman who, having blessed Vedas by Narayana, don't even, he does not even know to save it properly. Vedapahara. Guru Padaka, Shiva, he is one who plucked the head of his own father. Earlier, Shiva and Brahma had equal number of heads. Shiva had five heads and five faces. And Brahma also had five faces. Shiva thought that, how can he be equal to me? Let me take away, let me nip one of his faces. So he nipped and Brahma became Chaturmukha Brahma. Earlier he was Panchamukha Brahma. Now he turned out to be Chaturmukha Brahma. Now Shiva was happy, but unfortunately that skull stuck to the palm of Shiva. And he was affected by Brahmahatti Dosha. Shiva had to loiter around He went to many places and finally to Badrikashramam. Tatra Narayana Shriman Mayabhiksham Prajachitaha Vishnu Prasadatu Shushroni. He went and pleaded to Mahavishnu Badri Narayana Perumal, "Oh, why don't you release me from this shapa? I am affected by Brahmahatti Dosha." Then Badri Narayana Perumal took out his sweat, the droplet of his sweat, and sprinkled on that Brahma Kapala. That Brahma Kapala broke. It broke to hundreds and hundreds of pieces. That is where we offer Pindapradhanam today. When we go to Badrikashrama, we offer Pindapradhanam in Brahma Kapalam. It's done in this place only. So Shiva was affected by that problem. Thirdly, Indra. Often Indra's rajyams would be taken away by asuras. As Indra loses rajyams, Brahma loses his only wealth, which is the Vedas, and Shiva is affected by even by Brahmahatti Dosha. Vedapahara, Gurupataka, Daityapidadi, Apad Vimochana, Mahittapala Pradhanaihi. Who came to rescue all these three? Bhagavan Narayana came. He got back the Vedas. He only released Shiva from the Shapa. Lastly, he had to take the avatara of Vamana Murti to get back the last worlds, three worlds of Indra. So Bhagavan then, he grew to be Trivikrama. He measured all the worlds and regained the last world to Indra. Further, Alavandar says, Konya Praja, Pashupati, Paripati, Kasya Padodakena, Sashivasva Sirodhritena. Why do you compare and get confused between the devatas? Things are very, very clear. Alavandar says, here is one devata who has stretched his left leg. Here is another devata which is cleaning that left leg. Here is another devata which is holding that Shripada Tirtham in his head. Is it not clear which is the Paradevata? Now looking at this scene, if you don't know, is Brahma who is cleaning the lotus feet of Narayana the Paradevata, or Narayana's holy water, the water from his Shripada? The Shripada Tirtham is held in the Jatamudi by Shiva. Is he the Paradevata, or Brahma the Paradevata, or the one who is stretching his left leg is the Paradevata? If even after looking at this scene, I am not clear, I am confused, nobody can clear me. So Alavanda says that, be clear that here is the Paradevata who has stretched his left leg. Konya Praja Pashupati Paripati Vashi Vadanyaha Gunavan Rujishushihi Mruduhu Dayaluhu Mathuraha Chirastamaha Kriti Kritajnastamasi Swabhavataha Samasta Kalyana Gunamrutodhatihi. O Bhagavan, you are the repose of all the Kalyana Gunas, of all the divine attributes. Bhagavan's attributes are Vashi, Vadanyaha, Gunavan, Mruduhu, Shuchihi, Dayaluhu, Laguhu, Dayaluhu, Madhuraha, Sthiraha, Samaha. All these are his divine attributes. Vashi, Vadanyaha, he is generous. Gunavan, he never discriminates. Rujuhu, he is honest. Shuchihi, he is pure. Mruduhu, he is very tender. Dayaluhu, he is full of compassion. Madhuraha, he is very sweet to enjoy. Sthiraha, he is equal to all. He is steadfast. Samaha, he is equal to all. So I will resort to him who is the repose, who is the abode of all the divine qualities. Namo namo vang manasati bhumaye. Namo namo vang manasaika bhumaye. Namo namo ananta mahavibhutaye. Namo namo ananta dayaika sindhave. Then he praises. He pleads to Lord Sriman Narayana, let me offer my salutations to you. Namaha, namaha, I salute. Vang manasati bhumaye. Ati bhumaye, who is beyond my vank and manas. I can't reach you with my vak and manas. Namo namo vang manasati bhumaye. Namo namo vang manasaika bhumaye. It is also true that you are attained only by vak and manas. It's true that you are beyond them. It is also true that you are not unassailable. You are accessible to vak and manas. If it's true that Bhagavan is beyond our vak and manas, then we will return accepting defeat that, and we will never come back to him or even try to know about him. So Bhagavan, although he is beyond our vak and manas, he makes himself accessible to us. But for that, we won't be able to appreciate Bhagavan himself. So he is accessible to us. At the same time, being accessible, if I feel lofty that I can fully cover him, that's not possible. Namaha, namaha, vang manasati bhumaye, vang manasaika bhumaye. He is beyond me, but ఈ జస్ట్ నాట్ బియాండ్ మీ దట్ ఐ కెనాట్ రియలైజ్ హిమ్ హీ ఇస్ ఆల్సో విత్ మీ ఆళ్వార్ సేస్ ద చేయన్ అనియన్ సిరియన్ మెహక్ పెరియన్ ఈస్ క్లోజ్ టు యూ ఈస్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ యూ ఈస్ క్వైట్ షార్ట్ ఈస్ వెరీ టాల్ ఈస్ డార్క్ ఈస్ ఫైర్ వాట్ ఈస్ హీ వాట్ ఎవర్ హీ ఈస్ he is there as you think about him as I go if I feel intimate to him he is intimate to me if I feel very distance from him he is very very distance to me so namo namo ananta mahavibhutaye namo namo ananta dayaika sandhave then in the next shloka the most important 22nd shloka aalavandar prostrates and wholeheartedly surrenders na dharma nishtosmi na cha atmavedi na bhaktiman tat charanaravinde akinchanah అనన్యగతి శరణ్య తత్పాదమూలం శరణం ప్రపద్యే నా ధర్మనిష్టోస్మి ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ద రిక్వెస్ట్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ టు డూ ఎనీ సాధ్యోపాయ నా ధర్మనిష్టోస్మి ఐ హ్యావ్ నెవర్ డన్ కర్మయోగ నచ ఆత్మభేది ఐఎమ్ నాట్ బ్లెస్డ్ విత్ జ్ఞానయోగ నా భక్తిమాన్ ఐ నైదర్ హ్యావ్ భక్తి నా ధర్మనిష్టోస్మి ఇట్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ కర్మయోగ నచ ఆత్మభేది జ్ఞానయోగ నా భక్తిమాన్ భక్తి యోగ I am not blessed with all the three, but I still want to reach you. I don't fail in that. I have failed in all my attempts. I don't want to write the exam, but I would like to pass. I can't take the exam because I have not read anything. I don't know. I have not gone through the study books at all, but I want to pass with good marks. Not just write and score 35. I would like to pass with very, very flowing colors, but can't do anything for that. నా ధర్మనిష్టోస్మి నచ ఆత్మవేది నా భక్తిమాన్ తచ్చరణారవిందే బట్ ఐ నో దెర్ ఇస్ అ వే అవుట్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు రైట్ ద ఎగ్జామ్ అండ్ పాస్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ కెన్ ఐ రిక్వెస్ట్ యూ టు రైట్ ద ఎగ్జామ్ ఆన్ మై బిహాఫ్ యూ రైట్ అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ మార్క్స్ యూ స్కోర్ క్రెడిట్ ఇట్ టు మీ యూ స్కోర్ ద మార్క్స్ యూ క్రెడిట్ దోస్ మార్క్స్ టు మీ విల్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్ ఇట్ విల్ సర్టన్లీ హ్యాపన్ బికాస్ భగవాన్ వాంట్స్ మీ ఇన్ హిస్ ఫోల్డ్ ఇఫ్ హీ డస్ నాట్ వాంట్ మీ you can't compare this directly because in any exam the examiner wants to filter the examiner does not want to include all and pass all they are only trying to filter there are too many candidates following too few seats so you are filtered whereas here the case is different bhagavan wants you into this fold so all the exams are only eye washes and he ensures that if you just do for the sake of performing just go and mention to him that I am sharanagatosmi I am a sharanagata he accepts he just tells us to write the exam you write I go for a recommendation I need an admission in a college my son has not scored the requisite marks I go and catch hold of somebody he is a principal or a donor to that college he assured me of a seat then he also said go and meet that person he will tell you the procedure that person told me to sit in an exam I panicked Then I told, sir, I have come to you that you won't ask me for anything. Now he is telling me to write an exam. That's not going to happen. If it is so, my son would have written exam and passed. That didn't happen. That's why I have come to you. Then this donor told me, that's an eyewash. Don't worry. It's a procedure which we have to follow. Go write the exam. Whether you pass or not, that does not matter. Write the exam. You write the exam and if you write it, then I am happy that you did what I told you to do. Similarly, if I go and tell Bhagavan that you are my Sharanya, then we have done what he told us to do. He expects nothing more than that. Na dharma nishtosmi, na cha atma vedi, na bhaktiman. But a word of caution. He never expects anything before this. But after you become a Sharanagata, he expects. You can't repeat all your mistakes even after. So earlier, whatever I am, he does not bother. But once I have surrendered, then I need to follow what is told to me. Whatever is prescribed to me, I need to follow as per that. In Ramanushan Uttandadi, Thiruvarangathamudanar says that, Yakkuttavalar yadibirappu yedhiyalvahan ennor, Akkuttam appirappu avviyalven ammai aatkollume. You might have been any mean person earlier. That doesn't matter at all. Now that you have surrendered, behave yourself. Adu mattumna poru. Vera yadayum Bhagavan edirpaarkkaradillai. அப்படின்னு அந்த இடத்துல தெரிவிக்கிறார் சோ ஆளவந்தார் ஹி பர்ஃபார்ம்ஸ் இஸ் ஹோல் ஹார்ட்டட் சரண்டர் ந தர்மனிஷ்டோஸ்மி நச ஆத்மவேதி ந பக்தி மாந்த சரணாரவிந்தே அகிஞ்சனஹ ஐ ஹவ் நத்திங் டு ஆஃபர் டு யூ அனன்ய கதிஹி ஐ ஹவ் நோ பிளேஸ் டு கோ ஐ ஹம் அ டெஸ்டிடியூட் சின்ஸ் ஐ ஹம் அ டெஸ்டிடியூட் ஐ ஹவ் நோ பிளேஸ் டு கோ ஐ ஹவ் நத்திங் டு ஆஃபர் டு யூ அகிஞ்சனஹ அனன்ய கதிஹி சரண்ய பட் யூ ஆர் மை சேவியர் யூ ஆர் மை ஒன்லி ரிசார்ட் சரண்ய తత్పాదమూలం శరణం ప్రపద్యే సో నౌ ఐ సరెండర్ టు యువర్ ఫీట్ తవామృత సంధిని పాద పంకజే నివేశితాత్మా కథం అన్యదిచ్చతి స్థితేరవిందే మకరంద నిర్భరే మధువ్రతో నేక్షురకం హి వీక్ష్యతే. ఆడవంద ఫర్దర్ క్లారిఫైస్, ఐ నో దట్ యు ఆర్ మై ఓన్లీ సిద్ధోపాయ, బట్ హావింగ్ రిసార్టెడ్ టు యూ, కెన్ ఐ రిక్వెస్ట్ యూ ఫర్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ అదర్ దాన్ యువర్ కైంకర్యం? ఇఫ్ ఐ డూ సో, వాట్ వుడ్ ఇట్ మీన్? ఇఫ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు గెట్ మ్యారీడ్, ఐ కమ్ పర్ఫార్మ్ శరణాగతి, భగవాన్ ఆస్ వాట్ సెట్ అ వాంట్, ఐ వాంట్ టు బిల్డ్ అ బిగ్ హోమ్, ఇఫ్ ఐ ఆస్ సో, దట్స్ నాట్ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ శరణాగతి. శరణాగతి వుడ్ గివ్ యూ ఎనిథింగ్, సకల పరప్రసోహి విష్ణు, బట్ షుడ్ ఐ పర్ఫార్మ్ సరెండర్ ఫర్ ఎనిథింగ్ ఇస్ ద క్వశ్చన్. ఐ షుడ్ నాట్, ఐ షుడ్ రిక్వెస్ట్ హిమ్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ కైంకర్యం, శ్రీమతే నారాయణాయ నమః. సో ఆళవందార్ క్లారిఫైస్ దట్ తవామృత సంధిని తవ పాద పంకజే, when sweet honey flows from your lotus feet, tavamrita sandini padapankaje niveshitaatma katham anyadichati. A person who is attracted, who is absorbed in that honey and in that lotus, will he ever set his eyes on paper flower? My eyes is on his lotus feet, and I am already enjoying the honey, the sweetness of his honey, but now suddenly if I look at a paper flower, then I am a fool, I am mad. Tavamrita sandini padapankaje niveshitaatma katham anyadichati. So requesting his lotus feet is purushartha. If you request anything other than that, then that is not for sharanagati, and the purushartha kudadu praapyantara sambandham is a mistake. So sthite ravinde makaranda nirbare madhuvrato nekshurakam hi vikshate. Will any honey be mad to go and suck honey from a paper flower? It will not. It can rightly identify a flower where honey is. So I am a madhuvrata, I am a honey bee, I have now identified your lotus feet, I will not look at anything else. He also says dhanam madiyam vilasa vikranta paravaralayam namasyadarti kshapane kritakshanam dhanam madiyam tava pada pankajam kadanu sakshat karavani chakshusha. Dhanam madiyam, my only wealth is tava pada pankajam, is your lotus feet. To anybody who has realized this, he will not be concerned about any material wealth at all. Tava amrita sandini dhanam madiyam tava pada pankajam, your pada pankaja is my dhana. Kadanu sakshat karavani chakshusha, when will I be blessed to have that darshan? He continues, kadapuna shankara thanga kalpaka dvajara vindankusha vajralanchanam trivikramatva charanambujadvayam madiya murdhanam alankarishyati kada. When is this going to happen, and when is this going to happen? You had measured this world as trivikrama, then at that time you touched everybody with your lotus feet, but I was not there, I lost that opportunity. I am in Kali Yuga, whereas Trivikrama Avatara was in Krita Yuga. But when am I going to be touched by that lotus feet? Kada punaha shankarathanga kalpaka dvajaravindankusha vajralanchanam. All these are the marks in the lotus feet of Sriman Narayana. Shankha, gada, ankusha, vajra, kamala. All these are found as marks in the Trivikrama's lotus feet. Rathanga kalpaka dvajaravindankusha vajralanchanam. త్రివిక్రమ త్వచ్చరణాంబుజద్వయం, యువర్ టూ లోటస్ ఫీట్ త్వరణాంబుజద్వయం మదీయ మూర్ధానం అలంకరిష్యతి. ఐ వుడ్ నాట్ లైక్ టు బి కారనేటెడ్ విత్ అ జ్వెల్ క్రౌన్, ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు బి కారనేటెడ్ విత్ కైంకర్య సామ్రాజ్య. ఇట్స్ నాట్ దిస్ రాజ్య విచ్ ఐ విష్ ఫార్, ఐ విష్ ఫార్ ద కైంకర్య సామ్రాజ్య, అండ్ టు దట్ కైంకర్య సామ్రాజ్య ద జ్వెల్ క్రౌన్ ఇస్ ఇస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. So when am I going to be decorated with that crown? Kada punaha shankarathanga kalpaka. He also pleads further that shriya shriyam kadaham ekantika nitya kinkarah praharshayami sanatha jeevitah bhavantameva anunucharan nirantaram prashanta nishesha manorathantarah prashanta nishesha manorathantarah. I am satisfied with what I have got now. I have no more wish to be accomplished. Prashanta manoratha antarah, all my other wishes are washed away, I no more want them all. Then what do I want to know? Bhavantameva anucharan nirantaram, I would like to just follow you as an ardent disciple. Bhavantameva anucharan nirantaram kadaham aikantika nityakinkaraha praharshayami. When will I be blessed with the daily service, with the routine service, and when I can serve you? Not only you, I must serve and you must be happy. The purpose of my service is your pleasure, not my pleasure. But I would also be pleased by looking at you. I serve, you are pleased. By looking at you, I am pleased. So the pradhana ananda is not mine. If I serve and I become happy, you have a problem. And that's the problem we find in many temples now. Because we serve, we think that the service is to make us happy. It is not so. Our service is to make him happy. Then should I be happy or not? Should I ever feel pleasure or not? I can, but not by my service. By looking at his pleasing face. He smiles. Looking at his smile, you laugh. That's nothing wrong. Alvar says that, Padiyai kidandu un pavalavai kaanbene. Kulasekara in Perumal Thirumozhi mentions that, I would like to lie as a stone. Not as Kulasekara anymore. As a stepping stone before the sanctum sanctorum of Venkatesha Perumal. I would lie there. And you will feel very happy. Here is Kulasekara who is performing yeoman service. He has taken up even being a stone. He never wanted to be Kulasekara. He is here serving me as a stone. Bhagavan smiled. And the stone started smiling. Because looking at the smile of Venkatesha Perumal, the stone became very happy. So the stone has no right for happiness directly. I serve. He is satisfied. He smiles. And I am satisfied looking at his smile. So this is known as clearing your svabhoktrutva buddhi. The svabhoktrutva buddhi is a flaw in us. I serve and I become pleased. This is svabhoktrutva buddhi. I am not the person to enjoy. He is the one to enjoy. If he enjoys me, then I can enjoy. If you keep this aspect in service, you will not get into any quarrel at all. There will be no politics in any place. Whereas we find everything because I serve and I think the service is to please me. That cannot be. My service is to please Bhagavan. If I fight, is he going to be pleased? So the only purpose of my service is his pleasure. Aparatha sahasra bhajanam patitam bhima bhavarnavodare agatim sharanagatam hare kripaya kevalam atma satkuru. Oh Bhagavan, I am a destitute now. Aparatha sahasra bhajanam patitam bhima bhavarnavodare. I have now fallen topsy-turvy, upside down into samsara dhagara. And I do not know the depth. I fell down in a well. Somebody immediately called for me. Have you fallen? I replied, I am falling. Because I do not know the depth. If I know the depth, I would say, yes, I have fallen. I have not hit the bottom. I am still falling, falling, and falling. So this Bhima Bhava Aranava Udare, Bhavaranavam is Samsara Sagara. Bhima Bhavaranavam, the fearful Samsara Sagara. Bhima Bhavaranava Udare, and I am into it. I am not just above that. I am not in the shore. I am not in the coast. I am into it. I don't find the way out also. Agatim Saranagatam Hare Kripaya Kevalam Atma Satkuru. I am an Agati, destitute. Kripaya Kevalam Atma Satkuru. Kevalam Kripaya. It is only your compassion, your daya, your mercy that can pull me up. There is nothing else that can uplift me. Kripaya Kevalam Atma Satkuru. Aviveka Dhananta Dingmukhe. Bahudhasantata Dukkhavarishini. Bhagavan Bhavadurdine Pathaha Skhalitam Mam Avalokya Achyuta. Hey Achyuta, Achyuta na chavati tyachyuta. One who never loses. One who never slips his devotees. So I have caught hold of him. He never misses me. One who never misses. One who never slips is Achyuta. Oh Achyuta, let me explain my problem now. I am in a dense forest and in the darkest of the nights with heavy downpours. Aviveka dhananta dinmukhe. Aviveka, losing our reasoning power. Is aviveka. Ghananta dingmukhe. If I have lost my reasoning power, aviveka is darkness. Midnight darkness. Ghananta dingmukhe. In darkness, I won't find which is north, south, east or west. I am in a dense forest, which is the samsara. In being a dense forest is okay. But if it is night, it's too difficult. And bahudhasantada dukkhavarishini. Dukkham after dukkham. Suffering after suffering. Pain after pain is downpour. It is a showering. So, aviveka dhananta dingmukhe bahudhasantada dukkhavarishani. Samsara is the dense forest. Ignorance, avidya is the night, fall of night. That's darkness. And my waves and waves of dukkham is waves and waves of downpour. How am I going to find my way out? He says, Bhagavan bhavadurdine pataskhalitam mam avalokaya. Achyuta, it is only your glance that would be a beaming light which will show my way out. If you are my light, have easily get out of this agony. Vapuradishu yopi kopiva gunatosani yathata dhavidaha tadayantava padapadmayoho ahamadeiva maya samarpitaha. I am no more capable of protecting this Atman. Here I offer it to you. I surrender it to you. Ahamadeiva maya samarpitaha. I offer my Atman. Adavandar thought for a while, I am totally fool now. I am a mad. This Atman is never mine. Then how am I going to go and offer it to him? If I saw somebody, I stole an ornament from him. Next day I went to present him. Here I have got a great present to you. Will you accept it? The person looked at it. He was wondering. I think this belonged to me yesterday. How did it suddenly go to him? So it looked like that. It's something similar to it. This Atman is a belonging of Paramatma. Whereas I stole it. I thought I am a Swatantra, which I am not. So now I go back and surrender to him. How it's really funny. I go back and surrender to him, telling that here I am offering my Atman. It is never your Atman. Then how can you go and surrender? So he thought for a while and changed his shloka. Mama Natha Yadasti Yosmyaham Sakalan Tadhitathaiva Madhava Niyataswamiti Prabuddhatihi Athava Kinu Samarpayamite. Now that I have realized the truth, I understand. I cannot offer anything to you. It's all yours. If it's mine, I can go and offer it to you. It is never mine. It is always yours. In Mahabharata, there is a preaching which says that whatever you steal, you can be pardoned. You may be a robber, you can be forgiven. But if you do Atmapahara, Kintena Nakritam Papam, Chorena Atmapaharina, if you are an Atmapahari, then what robbery is not committed by you? Every robbery is committed by you. Because this Atma is such a supreme being which belongs to Paramatma. The person who is losing an object is also supreme. Whatever is stolen is also very, very valuable. Then the punishment will be too heavy. If you steal something which is just valueless, then you won't be punished at all. Or if you steal it from a person who is worthless, then also you won't be punished. If you steal anything from the mayor of this county, what would happen? I'll be punished heavily. If you steal it from the president of this country, it's more punishment. I am robbing this Atman, which is very valuable, from none other than Sriman Narayana, the master of this universe. Then I had it. It's heavy punishment to me. Alavanda said, I am not going to commit that mistake. What would I do? Tavadasya sukhaika sanghinam bhavanesh vastvapi kita janma me itaravasateshu maskma bhudavi me janma chaturmukhatmana. Oh Bhagavan, please have daya on me. Never make me take birth as Brahma, Shiva or Indra. I would not like to be them. What is it? There are many people who are pleading to be Brahma. It's such an exalted position. Would you not want to be? I certainly would not like to be. What would I like to be? Tavadasya sukhaika sanghinam bhavaneshvastvapi kita janma me. I am willing to take birth as a worm. But that worm must live in a Bhagavata's house. He must be in a bhakta's house. Tavadasya sukhaika sanghinam bhavaneshvastvapi. One who appreciates your dasya rasa. One who appreciates that you are absolute. I am a slave of Paramatma. That I am subservient to Paramatma. I am totally dependent on him. I am willing to take birth in his home as even a worm. And this is in lieu of Brahma birth. Even if you tell me, there are two choices to you. One is to be born as a Brahma. Another as a worm in a bhakta's house. I will choose the second. I will never choose the first. So, tavadasya sukhaika sanghinam bhavaneshvastvapi kita janma me itaravasateshu maskma bhutapi me janma chaturmukhatmana amaryadaha. Let me confess myself, O Narayana, amaryadaha, kshudraha, chalamatihi, asuya prasavabhuhu, kritagnaha, durumani, smaraparavashaha, vanchanaparaha, drishamsaha, papitthaha, kathamahamito dukkha jaladehe aparaduttirnastava paricharayam charanayoho. I think things are very, very remote now. They are too remote. I don't even believe that I'll be able to reach you one day. I don't believe now that I'll be able to do service to you someday, because I am so deeply merged, submerged in this samsara sagara. Let me list all my shortcomings, Bhagavan. Amaryadaha. I have never respected the shastras. Kshudraha. I have always been for mean fruits, for low human ends. Never thought about higher human ends. Amaryadaha. Kshudraha. Chalamatihi. I have never been steadfast. I have been always wavering. My mind has been wavering forever. Amaryadaha. Kshudraha. Chalamatihi. Asuya Prabhava Bhuhu. I am the birthplace for hatred and envy. I am so jealous of people. I am envious of people. I hate people. Amaryadaha, Kshudraha, Chalamatihi, Asuya Prasavabhuhu, Kritagnaha. I never remember anything good done to me. I immediately forget. But if anything bad done to me, I remember it for 10 and 15 years. Kshudraha, Chalamatihi, Amaryadaha, Kshudraha, Chalamatihi, Asuya Prasavabhuhu, Kritagnaha, Durumani. I am very haughty. I feel lofty always. Durumani, Smaraparavashaha. I am so lusty. Vanchanaparaha, I cheat everybody. Kritagnaha, whoever does good to me, immediately I do bad to them. Kritagnaha, Durumani, Smaraparavasaha, Vanchanaparaha, Papishtaha, you name any papam in this world, I have it. Papishtaha, Nrishamsaha, I have never been honest to anybody. Amaryadaha, Kshudraha, Chalamatihi, Asuya Prasavabhuhu, Kritagnaha, Durumani, Smaraparavasaha, Vanchanaparaha, Papishtaha, Nrishamsaha, you can list everything, anything that's bad in this world. I would be the garbha for all this. That is, if there is something called bad in this world, you can without thinking say that, I think the birthplace for this is Alavandar. Alavandar says so. If there is something bad in this world, that must have been born from me only. I would be the garbha for all that is wicked, for all the bad things in this world. Asuya Prasavabhuhu. Then, how come that I still believe I will reach Vaikuntham? When I am the Prasava Bhumi for all these problems, Kathamahamito Dukkha Jaladehe, this samsara is a Dukkha Jaladhi. This is an ocean of sorrow and pain. Dukkha Jaladehe, Apara Duttir Nastava Varijareyam Charanayoho. When will I reach your lotus feet? I think I am slowly losing confidence. But I still regain them because Alvar has told me so. My Acharya Nathamuni has told me so. This entire lineage of Shivaishtama Sampradaya has given me that confidence. I am still confident. But for that, I would have lost by now. Aparat Uttirnastava Paricharayam Charanayoho. Lastly, he feels very confident. I thought that I am going to accomplish something. I made a mistake there. I committed a mistake. What I should have pleaded to you is, Akrittimatta Charanaravinda Prema Prakarshavadim Atmavantam Pitamaham Nathamunim Vilokya Prasida Madhruttam Achintayitva. Now, O Bhagavan, I am going to change my tune. I have lamented a lot. No more lamenting now. No more crying now. I am going to sing a different tune now. Bhagavan was perplexed. He didn't know what this Alavandar is going to sing about. How is he going to change his stance? He changed. You would have heard about when a bowler comes over the wicket, your stance is different. When he comes around the wicket, you change your stance. Similarly, Alavandar changed his stance. The first stance was, look at me, grant me moksham. He failed in that stance. Now he says, don't look at me, have kripa, look at my Pitamaha Nathamunihal, grant me moksham. No say for Bhagavan he granted. Because if he looks at Nathamunihal, he has to grant. Look at my Purvacharya Parampara, Akrittimatta Charanaravinda Prepa Prakarishavati Matmavantam. Nathamunihal, my grandfather, is one who has ever served you. Tat Charanaravinda Prema Prakarishavati Matmavantam. Pitamaham Nathamunim Vilokya. Look at my Pitamaha, grandfather Nathamunihal. Vilokya Prasida Madhruttam Achintayitva. Don't think about me. Don't base anything on me. Madhruttam Achintayitva Pitamaham Nathamunim Vilokya. Parivachan Pillai is a glorious commentator to this. Vedanta Deshikan has also written a commentary. They all opine that what would be the opinion of Alavandar? Alavandar would be telling that don't look at me because I have so many blemishes in me. Instead, look at my Pitamaha who is full of good attributes and grant me moksham. He is not saying so. Rather, what he says is, even if I have many, many glorious attributes and good things to my credit, don't look at them. Look at Pitamaha Nathamuni and grant me moksham. You know why this change? Because if I have bad things in me, I have bad behavior in me, and I plead that don't look at this, instead, look at Nathamunihal and grant me moksham. If it is so, or if I have all good behaviors in me, I go and plead to Bhagavan, I have good behavior, look at me, then give me moksham. Then if I have bad behavior, what will happen? Instead, whether you have bad or good behavior, don't look at me, look at Nathamunihal. Play safe. That's what Alavandar is committing here. Akrittimatta Charanaravinda Prema Prakarshavadim Atmavantam Pitamaham Nathamunim Vilokya. ఓన్లీ టేక్ కాగ్నిసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ మై పితామహానాథమునిం విలోక్య ప్రసీద మద్రుత్తం అచింతయిత్వ డోంట్ థింక్ అబౌట్ మీ గ్రాంట్ మీ మోక్షం. సో దిస్ ఇస్ అ శరణాగతి శాస్త్ర. పూర్వవాక్య ఆఫ్ ద్వయ ప్లీజ్ శరణాగతి. ఇట్ ఆఫర్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ టు భగవాన్. ఇట్ అక్సెప్ట్స్ భగవాన్ అస్ ద సిద్ధోపాయ. ద సెకండ్ వాక్య ప్లీజ్ ఫర్ కైంకర్య, ఫర్ డివైన్ సర్వీస్, సర్వీస్ హియర్ అండ్ సర్వీస్ దేర్. వెన్ వీఆర్ హియర్ వి సర్వ్ హిమ్ అండ్ హిస్ డివోటీస్. వెన్ వీఆర్ దేర్ వి సర్వ్ హిమ్. దెన్ వై నాట్ బి హియర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్? ఐ క్యాన్ బి, బట్ దర్ ఇస్ అ సింపుల్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ అటాచ్డ్ టు ఇట్. దిస్ హస్ మెనీ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్. దిస్ నెవర్ అలౌస్ మీ టు కంటిన్యూ మై బ్లిస్. This never allows me to continue my enjoyment. This stops somewhere. There is a time. Now we have a time. I can't go on. I have to go to the next place. And there also I have to complete at 9. You won't stay. I won't stay. I need to leave. But there is no necessity at all in Sivaikuntham. And we can keep on enjoying Paramatma, His Kalyana Guna and serving people. That's precisely why all these people want to reach there. If not, they were all blessed souls. They are not going to be affected by samsara at all. Although Alavandar is pleading so much guilt, he is not guilty at all. What you should know is, he represents all of us. This slogan is not for him. He is not of Amaryadaha, Kshudraha, Chalamadiha, Suya, Prasabhuhu. It's all our problems. As a representative, he pleads on our behalf to Paramatma. I'll tell you one episode and conclude this. This hagiology is, Kidambi Achan was in fact the holy cook to Bhagavad Ramanuja. He has to cook. Ramanuja will consume only if he cooks. This is the order by Tirukottiyur Nambihal, Gotti Purna, the Acharya of Ramanuja. Tirukachi Nambihal once was pleading, Kidambi Achan was once pleading before Tirumalurinchalamalai Alahar. He was chanting this shloka. He said, Aparadha Sahasra Bhajanam, Patitam Bhima Bhavarnavodare, Agatim Sharanagatam Harehe. Bhagavan immediately called for him and said, nobody after the birth of Ramanuja is authorized to chant this shloka, because all are sanatha. Nobody is an anatha. You can be an anatha before the birth of Ramanuja, but not after the birth of Ramanuja. This is one hagiology about one shloka. Another shloka, Amaryadaha Kshudraha Chalamati, Anantadvan used to skip that shloka whenever he chanted Stotraratnam. Why? We don't skip. Why should we skip? Anantadvan opined that if I chant that shloka, then there may be an iota of doubt in my mind that hope Alavandar had all these problems. That's why he has committed all this. That is why he has confessed all this. That doubt is going to kill me really. So if I should not have that doubt, let me skip the shloka itself. And the shloka, when I mention the shloka, will I not start thinking at least an iota of doubt that maybe Alavandar was guilty of all these problems? That is why he is listing his problems, which was not so, which was not truth. So Anantadvan did not want to run the risk of chanting that shloka. He skipped that shloka. There are many more attached hagiologies to Stotra Ratnam. So this is the Ratnam. This is very, very precious. It's precious because it's the essence of the Vedas and quite simple to chant and put to practice. I pray to Lord Sriman Narayana, all the Alvars and Acharyas to bless us all with the knowledge, with the wisdom of Sotra Ratnam. Let's make Sotra Ratnam chanting a daily routine and practicing the divine qualities which Alavandar wanted us to practice. With these words, I pray to him. I also pray for the well-being for all the Kainkaryams with Padmakanji.